Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. It is February 18th. It's Wednesday night. A few things here to talk about tonight, folks. One thing I do want to mention, I got an email from Fritz Berg, who is a guest here on this program, and of course his website is nazigassings.com. Pardon my lisp, but I will try to spell it for you. N-A-Z-I-G-A-S-S-I-N-G-S. nazigassings.com. Of course, Fritz was a guest here in the program a week or two ago. I believe it was Tuesday night the week before last, and I was just delighted to hear from Fritz that evidently, as a consequence of his appearance on this radio program, or so he estimates, or so he guesses, during that time frame, he received twice as many hits as he's ever had to his website. So essentially, the listening audience of this program doubled those who check his website out. And I'm very delighted to see that, because that just goes to show that our listeners out there are people who do seek out truth and who are not afraid of the truth. That's, of course, why Republic Broadcasting's slogan is, you can handle the truth. That is why you do listen to this network. There's a lot of differing opinions presented on this network, a lot of them very controversial, and I think it's probably safe for me to say, without patting myself too much on the back or maybe kicking myself in the Talmud, but I think it's safe to say that I'm probably one of the more controversial, I like that word, controversial people on the network due to the material that I discuss. But as I told Fritz, we have a very informed audience out there, people who are tuned into what is going on, tuned to the real facts of history. That's why people read publications like the Barnes Review and American Free Press. But more so, there are other people out there who are maybe, they're not readers of American Free Press or the Barnes Review. They've maybe never even explored this controversial subject of Holocaust revisionism. But they are open-minded people who are willing to look at, quote-unquote, the other side. So good for you, folks. You people out there who are listeners can pat yourselves on the back. Some reason that didn't sound like it came out right, but anyway, I think you know what I mean. You know, before we do go to the break here, I want to mention this ongoing promotional project that RBN has. You know, for an $8 donation to RBN, you can get 100 generic RBN business cards that have promotional material relating to RBN, telling where people can tune in and listen to all the great programming on this network. Programming like Rick Adams' fantastic 2 hours with Tom Kimmel, grandson of Admiral Husband Kimmel. In fact, I think probably Rick first met Tom Kimmel at the Barnes Review conference we had in Washington a few years ago, where Rick was actually the master of ceremonies and Tom Kimmel was one of the speakers. But in any case, if you didn't hear Rick's interview with Tom Kimmel, who's a former high-ranking FBI official on his own, I think you need to hear it, because, again, it's about revisionist history. It's not about the Holocaust, ladies and gentlemen, but it's about Pearl Harbor, the facts about Pearl Harbor that have been buried by the mass media in this country. That's the kind of good programming you get on RBN. So get these business cards, folks. 8 for $100. Write RBN at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you can afford it, folks, send in an extra contribution. It does help out. The number at RBN to call is 800-724-2719 to order those business cards. Please do it, folks.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Talking about contributions and supporting RBN, you know, it is so important because, you know, without your contributions, RBN just couldn't make it. Now, it would be real nice, you know, if publications like American Free Press and the Barnes Review and independent networks like RBN could be gigantic profit-making institutions, but folks, I'm here to tell you, it just doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. You know, RBN requires a lot of technocrats, likewise with American Free Press. And American Free Press, they operate on a shoestring. Believe me, it's amazing that they get out a weekly newspaper. And then, of course, there's the Barnes Review publication, which is a separate, published separately altogether, but which there's shared staff. And, of course, TBR, the Barnes Review, is published six times yearly in a real high-quality publication. But here's what I'm leading up to, folks. I just got an email, not sent to me personally, but forwarded on to me, and this touches on this subject that we've discussed here in this program, the sad fate of the Institute for Historical Review. Now, I outlined to you all the millions of dollars that Mark Weber got from the Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight newspaper directly in the course of the legal settlement of that infamous, thoroughly unwarranted lawsuit that he filed against us. And then, of course, I also mentioned to you that he received more than $1 million. I think it was close, $1.7 million. That's off the top of my head, folks. $1.7 million from two different estates those estates. It was supposed to go to Liberty Lobby, but Mark Weber ended up getting it because he had a judgment against Liberty Lobby. Well, now Mr. Paul Grubach, who is a longtime revisionist activist, has sent out an email. It's very, very interesting. He says, and bear in mind, for many, many years, he was a firm advocate for Mark Weber. And to be perfectly frank, he was a fierce opponent of Liberty Lobby and Willis Cardo and me. Yes, I got some choice letters from Paul Grubach over the years saying things like I was going to go to jail along with Willis Cardo. So obviously Paul Grubach is no particular friend of mine, but he writes, "Dear friends, let's examine the amount of donations the IHR and Mark Weber received from the revisionist slash patriot community, and then ask this question. Is the revisionist patriot community getting a good return on their money?" Now, he went to a public website, which I'm not going to go into the details, a very long website that shows donations to tax-exempt organizations, which, in fact, the Institute for Historical Review is. In year 2000, Mark Weber got 300, and I'm rounding these figures down, tax year 2000, $346,000. Tax year 2001, $209,000. Tax year 2002, $610,000. Tax year 2003, $210,000. Tax year 2005, $409,000. Tax year 2006, $299,000. According to Mr. Paul Grubach's calculations, this adds up. The grand total is $2,085,416. $2,085,416 from the revisionist patriot community over 6 years. He says, "Have we in turn received a good return on our money?" Hell no, he says. Mark Weber destroyed the Journal of Historical Review, the yearly IHR conferences, the IHR's book publishing arm, and the IHR newsletter. He even refuses to sponsor a weekly radio talk show. What does Mark Weber, IHR, do to deserve the $2,085,416 he gets? Well, he sends out newspaper clippings to 1,000 people or less. He sells a bunch of old books and DVDs, many of which are decades old. He attempts to market the work of others like Kevin MacDonald and Pat Buchanan, books that can be obtained cheaper elsewhere. And finally, every once in a while, Weber writes a short essay or gives a short speech. That's devastating, folks. I mean, my God, I can imagine what I would do if someone gave me $210,000, $209,000, and I'm not just talking about what I could do with it for my personal use. Well, I can imagine what I would do with $209,000 to promote a wide variety of ideas over the Internet and through direct mail. Can reach 25,000 people roughly through direct mail for roughly $15,000 to $25,000. Imagine how many people you could reach in a mailing with $209,000, ladies and gentlemen, to bring out important information. Imagine what RBN could do if it had $209,000 to mail out letters to millions of patriots and other people who would be interested in tuning into RBN. Mailing out postcards alone, ladies and gentlemen, to people all over the country and around the world, really. My God. Well, you know, Mark Weber is doing nothing. In fact, you know, it's very disturbing, folks. I was reading through the old journals of historical review and kept coming across all these important books, books about the Holocaust in particular, written from a wide variety of perspectives relating to the Holocaust. Those books were sold at pennies on the dollar by Mark Weber, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, in bulk, to movie studios in California. I can never prove that, but I have reason to believe that. Needless to say, the movie studios are not promoting revisionism with the books that Mark Weber unloaded on them. You watch certain, there was one particular film I saw years ago. I saw three of the IHR titles on a bookshelf. Where do you think they got those, ladies and gentlemen? They got them in bulk from Mark Weber. In any case, the point is, Mark Weber is sitting on all the copyrights to all of those books that were published by the IHR. Those books have been buried, ladies and gentlemen. That might be the biggest crime of all. And Mark Weber's had all this money, and those books are out of print. The Dissolution of Eastern European Jewry, The Man Who Invented Genocide, Robert Farrison's Diary of Anne Frank, Is the Diary of Anne Frank a Fraud, The Confessions of Kurt Gerstein, and the list goes on and on. Many of you out there probably have some of those books, and for God's sake, hold on to them, because Mark Weber isn't going to reprint them. I don't want to sound like a one-note Johnny here, ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, why is this important? It's important because it's history. Mark Glenn and I were having a conversation with someone earlier this evening on a conference call, and we're discussing the fact that these events of history that have taken place, or did not take place, as the case may be, they affected everything that came in their wake. They affect what's going on today in the world, and they affect what goes on in the future. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, history is important. I've heard people say history isn't important. Amazingly, people, including perhaps people listening to this program, say, oh, we don't want to hear about history. Well, folks, history is important. I remember somebody called here one night and said, oh, we need to forget about the Kennedy assassination and the Oklahoma bombing and this and that. We need to focus on 9/11. That's what'll wake everybody up. Well, there's a lot of things that can wake people up because different things wake up different people. No rhyme or reason to it, folks, but that's the way it is, and that's why, you know, there are so many things that can be focused upon, and that's why it's important that we do have Republic Broadcasting bringing you all of this information, a wide variety of information about a lot of things. Now, of course, all the hosts that don't agree on everything, there's religious differences, political differences. I've heard a few people on this network sound like they're Republicans. Well, that's fine. I've heard a couple people sound like they might be Democrats. That's fine. But, you know, basically, when all is said and done, we're all pretty much on the same page. There's been some controversy about some of the things that some of the hosts have said, particularly Roger Fredenberg, who's obviously no longer a host in this program. But when all is said and done, you know, Republic is here bringing a very important overall message to people. And, you know, it's so funny, I hear people complaining that Republic doesn't do enough to bash the Jews. There are people who think I don't even do enough to bring the Jewish issue into the fore. And that's so funny because then there's so many other people who complain, oh, all Piper does is talk about the poor Jews when he should be talking about the Council on Foreign Relations or the German death cult or Teutonic Zionism or the Illuminati or what have you. You know, I mean, you know, as I always say, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. And, you know, it's funny, a lot of times when Mark Glenn and I are having private conversations off the air, we find ourselves commiserating with one another, crying and moaning about what we can do to try to crack some heads and wake up so many ignorant people who are self-described patriots. And for that matter, there's a lot of people out there who call themselves white separatists and white nationalists. They're pretty thick-headed, too. You know, this movement, or non-movement, as I sometimes call it, whatever this movement is, this amorphous cloud that floats around, has so many personalities, so many individuals and individualists, and there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes it seems like there's no one can ever quite get together, and that's a problem. But that's why I just continue to do what I do. And if I, you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't criticize people when they're wrong, because I certainly do. And when I see misinformation out there that I know to be misinformation, like this stupid idea that Adolf Hitler was a Zionist tool, I fully intend to address it. But it upsets a lot of people when I do. That's their problem. They need to open up their brains open up their eyes and ears and look at the facts. They can handle the truth if they dare. Stay tuned, folks.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
There are two major factors that sell products, sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have some callers lined up, and we'll get around to them sooner than later. I think sooner than later. Did want to point out one thing which I thought was kind of interesting to you. There's been this controversy in a Washington area. Let me just read this opening paragraph of the article from the Washington Post. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security tracked the protest plans of a peaceful Washington area anti-war group and passed the information to the Maryland State Police, which had previously labeled the activists as terrorists in an intelligence file. I mentioned this on the program months ago when this story first came out. Well, it says the DHS, Department of Homeland Security intelligence work, has alarmed civil liberties groups and Maryland's U.S. senators who are concerned that police shared with federal authorities personal details about the activists swept into their widely criticized spying operation. Okay, well, the Department of Homeland Security told Maryland Senators Benjamin Cardin and Barbara Mikulski and Senator Russell Feingold, Democrat of Wisconsin, that an exhaustive review of the agency's records and databases found that none of the activist names were shared with Maryland's Intelligence Fusion Center. Anyway, the point is, folks, here in the United States since before World War II, The Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith has been running spying operations on American citizens of all political stripes. And yes, I'm sorry this upsets people when I bring this up. The Anti-Defamation League also did spy on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Yes, the Anti-Defamation League did spy on Martin Luther King Jr. That doesn't mean, folks, that I'm advocating all of Martin Luther King's policies because I say that. Believe me, there are people out there who, when I mention the fact that the ADL spied on Martin Luther King, they get pissed off and don't like me because I tell a fact like that because they don't like Martin Luther King. Now, figure that out. But anyway, so the ADL has been spying on all of these Americans, rummaging through their trash, tapping their phones, stealing documents from their offices. And, folks, there's documentation for all of this. A lot of documentation that's been around for a long, long time, right in the FBI files and the San Francisco Police Department. It goes on and on and on. But the fact is, here's this respected Jewish organization. Oh, my God, I hear people out there saying, well, the ADL aren't really Jews. But no, folks. The ADL is a respected Jewish organization. It is engaged in illicit spying on American citizens. It has turned this information over to Israel's Mossad. It has turned it over to the FBI and the CIA and God knows how many other state and local agencies with their own particular spin, that is the ADL spin on this. But I never hear Russell Feingold or Benjamin Cardin, both of whom incidentally are Jewish. I never hear these great civil libertarians squealing like stuck pigs about the activities of the Anti-Defamation League. But why is that? I don't need to tell you why that is. I'm just making the point. And yet, on and on and on, we hear all these civil libertarians crying about these other activities, which are bad, and I agree they're bad. But for some reason, the Anti-Defamation League gets a pass. You know what's going to happen someday, ladies and gentlemen? Somebody is going to catch some good American who keeps a gun around their house is going to catch an Anti-Defamation League operative in their home, and they are going to shoot in self-defense, and an Anti-Defamation League operative will be killed, caught in a burglary, which is exactly what it is, breaking and entering and burglary, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how that case gets played up. I'm willing to bet you that the Anti-Defamation League will go out of its way to make sure that person is not prosecuted. That person is paid off. Because how would it be for a jury handling a shooting in self-defense or in defense of your home and property and family to have it discovered that one of the most respected Jewish organizations in America, if not the entire world, is engaged in illicit black bag operations? It's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. If it hasn't already happened, it will. Because, believe it or not, the ADL is not perfect. The ADL is not perfect. I always figure that when they manage to get the telephone tap on my phone, and no, folks, I'm not paranoid, some of you have seen the phone tap that I cut off of my home phone. I have a pretty good idea how and when they got into my apartment to do it. But the fact is, sometime they're not going to be as slick. Sometime they're not going to be as quick, and it's going to happen. And it's going to be a great tragedy that anyone should have to take such action in defense of their home and family and property. But, you know, what goes around comes around. When a criminal organization like the Anti-Defamation League engages in this kind of crap, they have to expect fallout from it. So the best way for the Anti-Defamation League to prevent this kind of thing from happening is to stop doing what they do, because one day somebody is going to screw up. The Anti-Defamation League has gotten its foot in the ringer a couple times, but, you know, one day it's really going to blow up. Kind of like when they got caught having been keeping an eye on Tim McVeigh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to the break, then we'll go to the phone calls here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. One more little comment. You know, I have this friend, I call him the credulous lad, as opposed to my other friend, the big shot lawyer. This friend, the credulous lad, I have a habit of tormenting him. I will call him on the telephone, and I will present to him some absolute, solid, indisputable fact, or what appears to be a fact, at least in my regard. Usually from a Jewish source. And it's always something that confounds his worldview. And his reaction is either, I don't believe that, or that's ridiculous, or that's not true. And then, of course, I present him the challenge, and I tell him what the source of the comment is, or the source of the fact. And I say, well, now how can you challenge this? And there's this dead silence on the other end of the phone. And I just told him today, when I confounded him with some fact that kind of went contrary to his worldview, I said, I'm going to write a book someday called That's Not True, or I Don't Believe That. And I'm going to dedicate it to him because his mindset represents this naive outlook that so many people have. What a pity. All right, let's go to the phones. We have, oh, my God, Brian in Pennsylvania. Brian, what's going on?
Mike?
Hey, Brian.
Hi, Mike.
What's going on?
I just want to thank you for the show. You have the best show on the Internet.
Well, I'm glad somebody thinks so.
Yeah, I want to thank you for, I don't know when it was, maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, you just mentioned in passing the book, The Rise of the House of Rothschild by Cordy.
I've mentioned a couple books about them.
You just mentioned that book in passing. Yeah, you didn't drill on the book. You didn't talk about it. You just said The Rise of the House of Rothschild by Count Egon Caesar Cordy. Well, I bought that book at a book sale for 50 cents. Yeah. I had never read it, so I got it out. It covers the period 1770 to 1830.
It's actually a two-volume set. The Rise of the House of Rothschild and The Reign of the House of Rothschild.
Well, I got to get the second part. The thing I want to bring out, Mike, and I don't want to hog up your time, but the book's about 400 pages long and it's got 500 footnotes. And I bet out of those 500 footnotes, three quarters from the state archives in Vienna, et cetera.
Okay.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, everybody in those days sent couriers back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And there was written letters, and it's all apparently been gathered. And if you really want to find out how the Rothschilds got to where they are today, that is the book, at least the first 60 years of their book.
It's an amazing story. I know, I do know that Count Metternich, who was the grand wizard of European politics back then, in the 19th century, he actually used the Rothschild family's personal courier service to send his own communications. So did a lot of other major political figures of the time. Now, you know damn well that the Rothschilds weren't just doing that as a pleasant way of making friends with politicians. They read all of that correspondence just like today, Israeli controlled telecommunications companies have access to all the cell phones and long distance calls in America. There's absolutely no difference. It's just a matter of time and technology.
It's all completely documented in the book. When I was a history major in college, I learned about this great Metternich, and I found out that really he was just a toady of the Rothschilds.
Absolutely.
That's all.
Absolutely.
They were all intercepting each other's mail, and the Rothschilds have their own courier service because they didn't trust the one that was in operation back then. It's a great book. That's point one. Point two is my take on this Hitler was a Zionist agent deal, okay?
Okay.
Here it goes. These are the last words Hitler wrote. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, April 29th, and the last sentence of his life. His final thoughts, you know, to sum up this guy that we're still talking about all the time, in the newspapers, on the television, here's what he said. Above all, I enjoin the government and the people to uphold the race laws to the limit and to resist mercilessly the poisoner of all nations, international jewelry. Now, I just can't see a guy who knows he's going to be dead in a couple of days, couple of hours, who knows? Those are his father. Does that sound like an? I don't know. That's
well, no. You know, that's a very good point. I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess what people who are saying there are people who really say yes, Hitler was not just an unwitting tool of the Rothschilds and the Zionists. He was a witting tool, and he knew exactly what he was doing. They would have us believe that this guy who was getting ready to blow his brains out was still such a willing tool that he would pretend to be something he wasn't, even in his final days and final moments.
I mean, Mike, we are all, everybody, is an unwilling tool of the Rothschilds.
That's true enough.
There's no way to get around it.
Yes.
And, you know, the way they gained their fortune, those five boys, the way they moved into those cities, there was a battle going on in Naples, and that's how the one kid got in Naples. It was France was in turmoil, so that's how Paris got set up. The whole thing, they just were one step ahead, and they still are.
Mm-hmm.
They still are. I admit it. But that's a problem.
Well, you know what? We just have to keep fighting. That's all we can do.
We just have to recognize the truth.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and there's a lot of people out there, Brian, who cannot handle the truth.
These
and unfortunately,
guys,
a lot of those people are ostensibly on our side.
I know. These guys control the money. They've been controlling it now since the late 1700s. Okay, Mike. Well, have a nice evening.
All right. Always good talking to you, Brian. All right. Well, we have Ron in Michigan. Ron, come on up.
How are you doing, Mikey?
What's going on, Ron?
Well, I got a couple issues with you. And first, I hope you can hear me out. Hitler's grandmother was a Rothschild maid and got pregnant.
No, that's
there.
Not true. That's
How
not
is that
true.
Not true?
That's not true, Ron.
Well, that's what I read.
You read it. Yeah, Ron, I've read it, too. I've read it 100 times if I've read it 1,000 times. There's 2 or 3 versions of that story. One of the versions is that Hitler's father's mother or grandmother worked for a Jewish family named Frankenberger, I believe, in Vienna. Well, that has been thoroughly researched. There was no
Jewish... I'm talking
about
his mother, not his father.
No, well, See, that's the problem there, Ron. The story is that Hitler's, quote-unquote, Jewish blood came from his father's side.
No, it came from his mother.
Well, Ron, I'm telling you that the standard story is that it came from his father's side, but because they say his father's real name was Schickelgruber, and that he changed the name to Hitler, and it goes on and on and on. Ron,
you spent a whole show once talking about his father. You never went into his mother's brother-in-law.
Well, Ron, okay, but you're saying now it's his mother's side that they were...
Yes.
Well, Ron, that isn't the official story that everybody quotes.
That's the story.
Okay,
I got.
Ron. All right. Okay. All right. We'll just, for the sake of argument, I'll say you're right. Hitler's grandmother was a Rothschild. Okay.
Oh.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Okay. I'll back it up someday. But
what was that
about this German death cult? You snicker in your voice every time you talk about it. Well, it exists, and it's gone back a hell of a lot farther than Germany. You got people under the Moloch all-god, doing orgies and stuff like that. You snicker about it.
The Moloch is a Jewish god. It's not a German god.
It's a Canaanite god. Yes. Well, you snicker about this German death cult all the time. What the hell are you talking about then?
It's not. There is no such thing as a German death cult operating today. I've heard a lot about it. I think it's a bunch of crap.
You're talking about that Moloch all god. You're talking about Bohemian Grove when you talk about that. That's real. It exists.
I know
you
the Bohemian
every time
Ron. Bohemian Grove exists. Bohemian Grove exists, but there's a lot of little secret societies exist, little secret societies and big secret societies. But I'm here to tell you, Bohemian Grove does not run America.
Yes, they do.
Okay, all right. Well, then I agree they do, Ron.
You're talking about the royals. You never talk about the royals.
What royals?
The royals.
Royal families?
Like the Hesse family that employed the Rothschilds.
Well, they did employ the Rothschilds, and then the Rothschilds turned around and accumulated so much money that they were known as the Kings of Kings.
No, the Rothschilds got up to be the front man.
Okay.
The Royals went underground when they developed long-range rifles.
Okay.
Now, the Royals still exist, and they still rule us.
That's funny. It's funny because just a couple weeks ago I was talking about the British royal family. And the fact that they
Hesse
are
cousins.
Fronts for the Rothschilds.
Hesse cousins that the Hesse's put in the 1600s.
Well, let me ask you this, Ron. Now that you've proven all of this to us, what are you going to do with this information
that you brought to the
world?
Your viewpoint.
What's
broaden
that?
Your viewpoint a little bit. The royals are Canaanites.
I'm not about to change my viewpoint, so it's your job to communicate your viewpoint.
Let me school you, boy.
What's that?
Let me school you. You want me to change my viewpoint?
I'm not asking you to change your viewpoint. Ron, I'm telling you that I'm agreeing with you that you're right. And so since you are right, it's your job to go out and spread your point of view.
All right.
Now, let me ask you something. Since you have indicated this is your point of view, let me ask you a question. Who do you think broadcasting on the Internet comes as close to your point of view as anybody?
Well, I don't even want to name their names.
What's that?
I get them in trouble if I name their names.
Nate, you're not going to get in trouble. Name their names.
I'm going to get them in trouble. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, there must be somebody.
They don't even want to talk about themselves. You know, Alan Mott knows what's going on, but he doesn't want to, you know, go directly.
Who is that again?
I
didn't hear what you said, Ron. Who did you say?
I said Alan Watt, probably.
Okay, Alan Watt. Who else?
Yeah.
Is there somebody else that you think knows
Jones,
what's going on?
You know, the one you snicker about German death cults, you know, and you're kind of throwing mud on his work all the time. Every
who
time
are you talking
you snicker
about?
About German death cults.
Who are you talking about?
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Are you telling me that Alex Jones originated this story of German death cults?
What is your German? What are you talking about when you talk about German death cults?
Well, I've heard that there's a German death cult out there that's secretly running America and the world. Are you telling me that Alex Jones came up with the idea of a German death cult?
No, it's your invention. It's what you snicker about.
No, I was told, and I saw a lot of things on the internet talking about a German death cult. And now you're telling me that Alex Jones is the originator of that?
You're talking about Bohemian Grove. You know, you're mincing words, and I'm getting sick of you, Mike.
Well,
every time you snicker about that, that's another arm of the octopus is facing us. You want to focus on the Hassenhoven, the Jews. And you don't go any farther than that. And that's why my point of contention with you is you don't have a bigger research of knowledge, and you just focus on the Jews.
Well, I focus on it because I'm focusing on things that
They do the dirty work. They're hostile.
So in other words, you're just telling me, are you saying that the state of Israel is doing the dirty work for the German death cult?
Yes.
Okay,
you ever heard of the priority of Zion? That's
yes, and I don't believe it exists.
Huh?
I don't believe it exists.
You believe that D. Brown bullshit, you know, they ossify a lot of things. You don't think there was a master secret society of the European royals?
Not particularly. I'm sure that there have been many, many secret societies.
They've got a headquarters.
On a
Swiss mountain lake. You know, they actually have a headquarters.
Oh, really? How do you know this?
Huh?
How do you know this?
I've researched it. I was researched probably in the early 80s. You know, you ever read Holy Blood, Holy Grail?
Yes, and that book is, and I read that back probably about when it came out, probably about 1975 or 76, and I thought, hey, this is a pretty good concoction. But how do they affect our world today? How does this secret, Priory of Zion, how are they influencing Barack Obama?
The master society in control of the Masons. Is that good enough for you? Is that how it affects your world?
So now they control the Masons.
Yes,
okay?
They do.
And there's no Jewish influence here anywhere, I understand.
No, they're interlocked. You know, it's like the right arm or the left arm and the right arm, you know. But you just can't focus on one. They're
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question now. Why do you get so upset when I do, quote-unquote, focus on one aspect of it?
I've been building up for a long time, Mike.
What's that?
I've been building up for a year, so.
You say what?
It's been building up for a year. That's why I'm so upset right now.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Do you have criticisms for other people who do not want to mention the Jewish aspect of it?
Of course. You know.
Well, why do you think they don't?
Well, people are oriented one way or the other, you know. They come up with their own beliefs, or they're paid to have those beliefs, you know. But
okay,
you're
suggesting that some of the people that do not talk about the Jewish aspect of all of this, they are perhaps being paid not to?
Let me reverse this question to you, Mike. People always talk about the Jews. All right, the Jews were kicked out of 80 or 100 countries in Europe.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Why didn't the royals just eliminate them once, you know? No, they were working hand in hand. The royals and the Jews worked hand in hand, always.
Oh, so when Queen Isabella kicked them out of Spain, she was actually secretly working with them?
Yes.
She was. Well, why was she? Could you explain that to the audience?
They took over the Netherlands, and then they came to New York. Moved them along, you know, to brighter and greener pastures, you know.
Oh, so that was what the whole process was. They were just trying. trying to move people along to greener pastures.
Right. They keep doing this scam all the time, you know. You know, the royals are, the elite of the Jews are Canaanites. The royals are Canaanites. Go back to the Phoenician days. You know, read Kings, 2 Kings 23. They infiltrated the Jewish religion back about, you know, 1,000 years B.C., and they've been doing this scam forever, you know.
Well, let me just ask you a question. You think the Jewish religion's a pretty good thing then, but it was infiltrated by bad guys.
No, I don't know what it is. I don't like it in itself, you know. But, you know, they do. There is an undercurrent there. You know, it's been going on for a long time, and nobody ever focused on it. It's a Canaanite, you know, satanic cult, you know, the Moloch.
Well, I guess you're saying that I should bash the Canaanites every night.
Yeah, say Canaanites to the Jews, so I'd be happy. Okay, Mike.
All right, Ron, I gave you a nice stretch of time there. Can't say I covered up for the Canaanites. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to the break. I hope the German death cult doesn't get me.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. What can I tell you? What haven't I told you? Well, let's go to, we're not going to be able to squeeze in one more caller here this evening. We're going to go to Canada with Byron. Byron, come on up, or come on down, as the case may be.
God, it's hard to compete with the last caller you had, but, hey, you know, you're right, the first of the show, you said how important history is. Well, what if history is a bunch of BS that's been fed fed to you. I mean, what good does history do to you then? I mean, you're talking about Mr. Kimmel. Like, I grew up in school saying that the Japanese were a bunch of sneaky buggers and, you know, how they sneaked, attacked us and everything else. Well, we find out now it was all a crock of crap. So what good is history? The other thing I want to bring up, Mike, is the Old Testament. Now, I believe the Old Testament was written by Jews. And you know one thing with Jews that hasn't changed in my lifetime? They're a bunch of goddamn liars. So how do we know the dang Old Testament wasn't a bunch of damn lies by the Jews?
This is what it all comes down to. That's why, as I said, we need to look at history and separate the facts from the myths, the truth from the lies. And it is a very difficult process of doing it, you know. And I think just the very last caller illustrates my point quite well. There's so much out there. I asked him how he knew that Hitler's grandmother was a Rothschild, and he said, "Well, he read it somewhere."
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is part of the problem. There is just so much crap out there, and people want to believe it. And once someone gets an idea stuck in their mind, in my experience, it's impossible. It's impossible to change their minds about it. You know, no matter how many facts you present to them that prove otherwise, they will find another way to come back at it because it's already in their minds and they can't. And it's not everybody, but it's a small but vocal subset of people who are like that, and that presents a problem. But what are you going to do about it?
Well, you know, that's the exact point. Unless history is going to be the absolute truth, to me it can do more harm than good.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we have the problems in the Middle East today, because we've been lied to so much about so many different issues that converge on the Middle East issue, whether it's Israel's nuclear bomb or whether it's how Israel finally took command of the Middle East, stole the land in Palestine, or whether this issue of the Holocaust or World War II or even going back to World War I, you know, and the lies have been so immense. I mean, you know, even look at the sinking of the Lusitania. For years now, they said it was all a big conspiracy theory that the Lusitania was carrying weapons for the British.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's come out. Divers have gone down there and have brought up unexploded bullets.
Yeah.
Bullets, for years they said, well, maybe it was coal dust that exploded down there, or maybe it was some sort of garments that potentially could have been used in manufacturing ammunition, some sort of, I'm not even sure what it is, but some sort of cloth of some sort. No, these were bullets, cases of bullets, and they've been bringing them up.
Yeah.
So, you know, there again, the story of the Lusitania and World War I, right there, they lied to us since 1915. They've been lying to us for a lot longer than that.
I hear the music there, and let's make one statement. You know, this thing where where Kimmel's been getting all of his information, and it's taken him, 30, 40 years to get the information out, they should do away with that. Once a president leaves the office, all the archives should be opened. This crap of waiting 40, 50 years.
It should be
years,
opened right up. Absolutely, Byron. Listen, thanks for your call. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up tonight. We'll be here tomorrow night, God willing.
With recent